Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Roses are red. Violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses. Catching cheaters one at a time. And it starts now.
Well, you'll be happy to know there are new War of the Roses and Dirty Works and phone scams and all that up on the podcast page, Z104.com or radio.com app. We welcome Aaron to the show. Hello, Aaron.
Hello.
So you have a girlfriend named Nikki.
Yeah.
And in your email, you said you think she's messing around with a coworker?
Well, I'm not sure if she is or not, but like, I think something's definitely going on with them.
Okay, now what makes you think that?
It's just, it's basically like the kind of relationship they have. Like, first of all, they used to work together all the time, and then they both lost their jobs like during this whole quarantine thing, but they talk to each other all the time.
Like, talk to each other how? Like, does he call her?
No, but, like, you know, they text each other or they, like, comment on each other's Instagram, you know, stuff like that. But the thing is, like, even before, like, all this happened, I just never trusted this guy. You know, like, I always thought he was, like, too flirty with her, and he knows that she has a boyfriend. And that's the part that pissed me off the most.
Well, you said something earlier that kind of summarized it for me. You said it's basically the kind of relationship they have. Like, if I had a girlfriend, I would be kind of nervous that she had any kind of relationship with a coworker. I mean, saying, if you were to say, like, that's the kind of friendship they have, that might be different. But you said relationship. So, all right, well, listen, let's put Nikki to the test here and give her a chance to prove us wrong. We'll give her the female version of War of the Roses. This is the one where we'll allow her to send a free pantygram to anybody she wants, and you're going to get to hear who she chooses, okay?
Okay.
All right, now, before we get started, I got to ask if you're sure you want all of this on the air.
Definitely yes.
Dialing at random.
Hello?
Good morning. I'm calling to speak to a Nicole McC***, please.
That's me.
Good morning, Nicole. My name's Ashley, and I'm calling from the Victoria's Secret Promotions Department. How are you today?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. So the reason I was calling is to let you know that we're currently doing a really fun promotion right now that's absolutely free for our customers who have shopped with us for over 5 years. So you would definitely qualify for it. Now, do you have 2 minutes for me to tell you about it? I'll be really, really quick, and the whole thing is free, so don't worry. It's not like a sales pitch or anything.
Okay, sure. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, so we realize that being quarantined sometimes means, you know, being away from the special people in our lives, so we invented something called the VS Pantygram. Now, the way it works is we send the special guy in your life a little box with a pair of real lace panties inside, and we'll attach a note to them with a special message from you. So the message can say anything like, missing you right now, or can't wait to see you again. I don't know, one had a, lately, the other day it said, here's something to remind you of me. So really, it can be anything that you want.
This is a great idea. And you said it was free? Or do I have to buy the underwear and then you ship it for free?
No. The entire thing is free. So it's our gift to all of our loyal customers so that when things return back to normal, you'll continue to shop with us. So did you want to give it a try?
Yeah. I mean, sure. Why not?
Okay, perfect. So I have to get a couple of things from you here now. Okay, the first thing I need to know is what color panties would you like us to send? We have red, black, or pink.
Ooh, let's go with black.
Black. Okay. And now, who would you like us to send your pantogram to? I just need a first and last name.
Okay. So the first name is Justin. Last name is
Justin. Okay. And like I said, we attach a note, and it can say any message you want as long as it's under 180 characters. So what did you want your note to say?
Okay, let me think here. Okay, why don't you put down, I know you've been incredibly patient with me, and I promise you won't have to wait much longer. And then if you could sign it from Squirrel, that would be great.
From Squirrel, like like the animal?
Yeah, it's an inside joke.
Okay, okay, so black panties from Squirrel. And I got the message. Can you hang on 1 second? I'm going to get that address from you, okay?
Yeah, sure. No problem.
Okay, 1 second.
Okay, so Aaron, is this Justin guy? Is that the coworker? Is that the guy that you were thinking of?
Yep. Yeah, that's him.
Okay, so do you want us to put you on with her right now so you can confront her about all of this?
Nope. I have a different plan.
What?
So you don't want to talk to her then?
Nope.
Okay.
What is your different plan?
Well, one of her best friends tried to hook up with me on New Year's, and I told her no. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to call her, and because I guess I'm single now. So
you're not even going to acknowledge anything that just happened? You're not going to tell Nikki that you know?
Nope.
So what are you going to do then?
Well, I just told you. I'm going to do her best friend. I mean, it's clear that she hasn't done anything with this guy, so I'm going to do it first, and then when she tells me that she wants to break up with me or whatever, and I'm going to be like, yeah, that's probably a good idea since I've been sleeping with your best friend behind your back.
Wow, that is cold-blooded.
Mature.
So at this point, basically, it's just a race to see who can cheat first then.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, I wouldn't assume she hasn't done anything yet either, because, I mean, if he calls her Squirrel, I don't know exactly how one gets that nickname, but I do know what squirrels are known for putting in their mouth.
This morning, Zoo's War of the Roses.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.